Hello, friends. Welcome back to Coffee is My Boyfriend. My name is Anissa. Coffee is my boyfriend. And if you don't believe that he is here with me right now, just hold on. Just hold on a second. Are you ready for this ASMR? ASMR? ASMR mama? Are you ready for this? Listen closely. Oh, that is so sexy. Ugh, mate. All right, grab yourself a coffee. Sit down. Let's get into it. Today, I want to talk about growing pains. Oh my God, growing pains. They do not stop from your, you know, adolescent young years of like turning yourself into an adult, puberty, all those fun things. No, they fucking continue going into adulthood, into the rest of your life until the day that you give up the ghost. And even then, we don't even know beyond that, right? Growing pains do not stop. However, disclaimer, growing pains do not stop if you want to level yourself up in life. If you want to be a better human, continuously upgrading yourself, leveling up, constantly trying to get that little bit better, that 1% better every day, then growing pains will not stop. The reason why I don't give any of it up. You have to take me out to dinner first. The reason why I talk about this is because I am currently going through a massive time in my life of growth. And I will warn you now, it fucking sucks. You know, yes, on the other side of it, amazing. I'm looking forward to that. And I'm starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's funny. Other people have noticed the growth in me, which has been incredible and fantastic feedback. Just being like, oh my God, you know, like this is next level of conversation and commitment and, you know, energy and all the fun things. And it comes from me wanting to grow. I think what happened was, and again, you'll find your own fork in the road in life as to when you need to decide to level up or not. You can decide if you want to go through the growing pain. That's totally a choice. And we've all met someone who you're like, you need to grow up. Like, you need to go through those growing pains. You need to level up. But they don't. They don't want to. And that's fine. But understand, if you make the choice of wanting to level up, if you want to go through those growing pains to hit that next level of your potential, it sucks. It really does. And I don't mean sucks as in like, oh, this is a bit uncomfortable, I'll get through it. No, no. You have to do the work. You really do. And it means confronting elements of yourself that you have not looked at and really just cutting through your own bullshit. As blunt as that is, you will get to a point where you go, I'm not buying my own bullshit anymore. Like, this used to fly and I don't know how it used to fly, but now it's not flying with me anymore. We have to let this go. We have to move past this and we need to put some authenticity in that space because we are not going to be a better human if we continue to decide that this is okay. This is no longer okay. So it is kind of scolding yourself in a weird way, teaching yourself, you know, doing the work, like learning any new skill, it's or training for an event. There's just these bits that you don't want to do and they suck and you have to get up early and you have to push your body and it hurts and you have to let go of things and all the fun things. But on the other side of it, there is this element of growth and connection and love and support for yourself that you would just not find anywhere else. If you are constantly externally seeking this validation of oneself, you will never live your life, ever. If you are constantly looking for external validation for your career, for your love, for your, I don't know, skill set, for how you dress, anything external, if you're looking for that, you will be looking for that for the rest of your life. I tell you that right now. However, if you can understand that it comes from an internal place, this leveling up comes from an internal place, then you know that you're the only one that can do the work and you don't need to look for anybody to do the work. You just need to do it yourself. Anyway, I just wanted to sort of read something that I wrote about growing pains, kind of the leveling up and all that fun stuff, because sometimes I feel like as a writer, I write it better than I perform it and say it and speak it. But yeah, let's do that. I did put this on my Instagram and on my Facebook, and I was actually pleasantly surprised from the private messages that I got from other people and comments about how, you know, people have experienced this and they agree that, you know, it never stops. If you decide that you want to go through those growing pains and you want to level up, you will continue doing it for the rest of your days. And as soon as you can accept that, it becomes really easy. But yes, here's what I wrote about growing pains. So come, gather round, children, take a seat. Get in for this. All right, here it is. Growing pains fucking suck. I'm currently going through a moment of growth, professionally, personally, and all the other things. And you know what? As much as I love some fucking fantastic things that are going on in my life right now, my development is something that I'm so proud of. It doesn't mean that it isn't hard, challenging, or upsetting. There are circumstances out of my control, opportunities that I was excited for that are momentarily paused or, who the fuck knows, out of my hands. I have worked putting my heart and soul into the hope and return on investment, but accepting that it is not guaranteed. Which got me thinking, doing the work on yourself, putting in the time, leveling up, changing for the better, doesn't guarantee that you will get a better outcome, a better opportunity, or even a better life. It sure as hell doesn't make all your dreams suddenly come true. In fact, when you do the work on yourself, sometimes there will be a period of things and feelings that are worse while you come to terms with the new personality. But if you know something is worth it and you can see it value regardless of its outcome, then nothing is lost and everything is gained. You will never regret investing in yourself. I like to believe good things come to good people who do the work, and even better things come to those who do the work on themselves as well. Evolution isn't just a scientific term, it's a part of the human experience. How much you want to evolve in your lifetime is completely in your hands. I just warn you, doing it, evolving, level up, it will be tough, but the inner reward will be great. Choose things that are great value in your life, and you are valuable. So choose you. Anyway, back to those growing pains. Mate, I am looking forward to continuing my journey of evolution. You know, I will turn myself into a fucking unicorn at some point. Magical fairy dust and all those fun things. But I want you to understand that if you're going through it right now, if you are in the trenches of your growing pains, if you are actively upgrading your personality, which means you have to change your external reality. I'm sorry, it's true. We've all experienced it when we level up, and the friends that we used to have. I mean, high school is a perfect example, right? If you don't know exactly what I'm talking about right here, right now, think about the friends you were friends with in high school or in those younger years, and then would you still be friends with them now? If the answer is yes, I'm still friends with them now, I hope you were all on that growing journey together. But I would start to ask the question, have you all grown? Have you grown? Because ultimately, when you do go through those growths, those things, the people around you need to come with you in their leveling up and their growth, or you will leave them behind. And it sucks. It really sucks. And sometimes it's just not fun, and it feels lonely and isolating and all those things. And sometimes you decide you need to do the leveling up, and in that process you understand that you will leave people behind, that they will not fit in your new personality of your next reality. Ah, we love it. It's mind-bendingly fun. But you won't regret it. You will not regret working on yourself and being a better version of yourself. You just won't. You will never regret investing in yourself. So if you are doing the growing pains right now, if it fucking sucks, mate, I'm with you. But I'm also seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm getting the feedback that has proven that the work that I'm doing is seeking and finding its reward, then I'm excited to go through it. So, up to you. You can put your head in the sand and you can stay where you are. Or if you want to level up, let's grow out of our pants. That was a weird statement. You know what I mean. Don't get dirty. Get your head out of the gutter. Sip yourself a cup of coffee. Growing pains. They fucking suck, but I highly recommend going through them. Anyway, love to know your thoughts. If you're going through growing pains right now, as an epic human being that you are, let me know. Otherwise, guys, I hope you have the most amazing day. Let's elevate. Let's go. Bye.